This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to formally authorize its ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan says the Republican-led House is committed to finding out the truth.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight.
House Republicans have accused Biden of corruption either while serving as vice president or president, but previous investigations have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing by the president. President Biden issued a statement after the vote dismissing the inquiry as a baseless political stunt. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 election rematch with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a federal judge has put Trump's trial on hold while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Smoke from explosions filled the sky over Gaza several times on Wednesday, seen from the border with southern Israel, as intense fighting was underway in both north and southern Gaza. Israel is facing growing diplomatic isolation amid increasing civilian deaths and a worsening humanitarian catastrophe. Gaza's health ministry said on Wednesday that at least 18,608 people have been killed and more than 50,500 injured in Israeli strikes on Gaza. An ambush by Hamas has killed at least 9 Israeli soldiers in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports it's one of the deadliest single attacks on Israeli soldiers since the ground invasion of Gaza began.
The ambush comes after repeated recent claims by the Israeli military that it had broken Hamas's command structure in northern Gaza, had encircled remaining pockets of fighters, killed thousands of militants, and detained hundreds more. But Hamas clearly still poses a threat, despite more than 2 months of devastating bombardments. The tenacious fighting underscores how far Israel appears to be from its aim of destroying Hamas. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Top officials in President Biden's administration are trying to reach a last-minute deal for wartime aid for Ukraine by agreeing to Senate Republican demands to bolster policies to cut crossings at the U.S.-Mexican border. But Congress is preparing to depart Washington for a lengthy Christmas holiday break with the impasse unresolved. Advocates for immigrants and even members of President Biden's own Democratic Party demonstrated at the Capitol against what they view as a return to policies under President Trump. Biden's efforts to reach a deal comes after the U.S. Senate passed the annual military spending bill by a vote of 87 to 13. The bill will allocate a record $886 billion in annual defense spending, including pay raises for the troops and purchases of ships, ammunition, and aircraft. U.S. officials say hundreds of deals have been struck worth $14.2 billion with African nations over the past year as Washington tries to counter growing influence on the continent by China. VOA's Carol Van Dam has more from Washington.
The 547 new trade and investment agreements represent a 67% increase on 2022 in the number and value of closed deals, according to British Robinson, coordinator for the U.S. administration's Prosper Africa Trade and Business Initiative. Robinson says the Presidential and National Security Initiative is aimed at strengthening strategic and economic partnerships by mobilizing two-way trade and investment flow, and young people are key to realizing that goal, she says. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Richard Green for